Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. Today we're talking about Mountain West football weekly update through the third week of college football so far, second full week. Remember, not all the teams were playing the first week, which was the last Saturday in August. Overall, not a great week for the Mountain West. Their record was 4-8, so disappointing to say the least, which is going to continue to hurt their chances, if they have any chance at all, of their champion getting to the New Year's Six bowl game. I would say the playoffs are probably out at this point, just based on overall performance of the conference. So we'll start in the Mountain Division. Boise State won. They won a conference game, defeating New Mexico 31-14 in Albuquerque on Friday night. It was an impressive win, again. It was New Mexico's chance to make a statement, though I think they missed the boat on that, where they could, if not defeat Boise, make it close. But Boise has routinely outscored New Mexico by 20 to 30 points, at least in the past five meetings. So Boise gets their first win of the year, and it's a conference win. Air Force had an impressive win, although from what we're seeing from the Colorado Buffaloes, I'm not sure, but although Air Force did win, they won at home, defeating Colorado, the Colorado Buffaloes, a Power 5 team, and I say that marginally. They defeated Colorado 41-10. Those of you who didn't see it, it was a CBS afternoon game, 2:30 Central. So Air Force is now 2-0. Let's see, Wyoming, back the past 2 weeks as well, they won. Although they defeated an FCS opponent, 33-10, beating Northern Colorado at Laramie. So that's sort of the good news. Now the bad news for the conference. Utah State is 1-2. That's bad news. And the even worse news is they lost at home to an FCS opponent, 35-7. Against Weber State. And I know Weber State is a in-state rival, but that's pretty bad to lose at home against an FCS opponent when you are the defending conference champion. And, of course, the roster changes from year to year, but because of the performance last season, the expectations are different for the program, where you have to win these types of games. If you're going to schedule an FCS opponent, you must win these games and win them big, particularly if you're at home. So that might be the biggest loss of the weekend for any of the Mountain West teams. Colorado State, they also lose. They go down at home against Middle Tennessee State, 34-19. In a relatively disappointing game. It was against a fellow group of five team, so fairly even matchup, and you're at home, you should win that game. So Colorado State is winless thus far at 0-2. And then New Mexico, after an impressive win over an FCS opponent week one, as we mentioned, they lost to Boise State 31-14 at home in their first conference game of the season. So that's your Mountain Division. One of the most impressive games this weekend, Nevada actually, they also had a very disappointing performance, losing to FCS opponent Incarnate Word at home, 55-41. Incarnate Word, for those of you who don't know, is a Division I FCS team
located in the San Antonio, Texas area. So along with Utah State, that's a really disappointing game there to lose at home against an FCS opponent. So Nevada drops to 2-1 after, surprisingly, they had two very impressive wins. A win over New Mexico State, week one. Impressive, convincing win at home against Texas State. Both group of five teams, and then losing to a lower division team at home. Fresno State, they also lost. They are at 1-1, although they played a close game against Oregon State at home, 35-32. So not bad. They're 1-1. They have a tough game next week, though. The Aztecs, San Diego State, after very unimpressive showing in their first home game at the new stadium, Snapdragon Stadium, they rebounded, defeating Idaho State 38-7. It's an FCS opponent, so they should win that game. They have to win that game. But at least they did take care of business, unlike some of the other Mountain West games at home this past weekend. Again, they also have a tough game next week, this upcoming week. San Jose State, along with Fresno State, San Jose State actually had a decent showing. They lost to Auburn, but on the road, 24-16, which is not bad against an SEC team on the road. And I know Auburn is not a powerhouse SEC team, but to go on the road and play that well against an SEC opponent, not bad. Though they barely defeated FCS Portland State at home the week before, so they seem to so far have played the level of the competition. UNLV, they look the same could be said about UNLV. They had an impressive opening game win over Idaho State 2 weeks ago at home, 52-21, an FCS team. And then they made a decent showing of it at Cal past weekend, losing 20-14, so they dropped to 1-1. And finally, Hawaii looks to be the worst of all the Mountain West teams, just based on the deficits of their scores. They lost at Michigan, at Ann Arbor, which is not surprising. They lost 56-10. So a lot of things need to be taken into account. Number one, they're obviously nowhere as good as Michigan. Number two, they're on the road. Number three, the time change with that. I don't know exactly the amount of hours Michigan is from Hawaii, but quite a few, at least I'd say six. So that game was played earlier in the day, and the Hawaii players were probably not even up yet. Even if they had been, I don't think they would have won this game, maybe making it closer. But the past three games, they're 0-3. They lost to Vanderbilt 63-10, Western Kentucky 49-17, and Michigan 56-10. So the talent level on defense looks like it's well below necessary for them to make a run this year. They're going to have to score points in order to be competitive. So where does this leave us at as a Mountain West fan? I think you can kiss the playoffs goodbye. No semifinals this year. Not that they had a great chance anyways. New Year's Six bowl game is not out of the realm of possibility, but if the teams are losing out-of-conference games, particularly against FCS, that's going to really hurt any of that's going to hurt the conference champion, assuming, for example, if it's Boise State and they go undefeated the rest of the way, win their conference, their strength of schedule is going to be really hurt by that, along with the overall record. Records of their conference opponents. So some of the teams played decent against Power 5. Some of the other teams lost to FCS. And we, it says conference play. There's only been one conference game thus far. We don't know yet which team will win, but it looks like Utah State is definitely not the same team they were last season, as well as the Aztecs, although, like I said, it is early. So we'll wait and see. Boise State and Air Force look to be, and possibly Wyoming look to be fairly strong in the mountain. And in the West, Fresno State, Nevada, San Jose State look decent. So we're going to take just a short break, and when we come back, we will look at the upcoming schedule for what will be week four of the Mountain West Conference football season. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. We're going to start with the Mountain Division in the conference for next week's games. Boise State is on the road against El Paso, and that will be, looks like a Friday night game, Friday night, 8 p.m. Central. Sorry, wrong week, apologize. Boise State will be at home against FCS opponent UT Martin. That's University of Tennessee Martin. So that'll be at 2 o'clock Mountain Time Saturday. The Boise looks to improve their record to 2-1. The Air Force, they will be playing on Friday night at Wyoming in Laramie, just up the I-25, I believe, what, 150 miles away maybe less. So they'll be playing the Wyoming Cowboys in Laramie. That'll be a 6 o'clock game Mountain Time, so local, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. So that'll be a challenge for Air Force. Not only is that a conference game, but it's a road game. If they can get a win over Wyoming, we'll see if they're for real. Utah State, after getting outscored the past 2 weeks, 90-7, they will be at home. Correction, they will have the week off. So that'll be good for them. They'll need the week off. Their next game will be on the 24th, Saturday, against UNLV at home, and that game will be 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Colorado State, after struggling the past two games, their schedule makers haven't done them any favors. They have to go on the road at Washington State, which just defeated Wisconsin on the road this past weekend. So they have to go to Pullman. That's a 2 o'clock game Pacific, 3 o'clock game Mountain, 4 Central. So the Colorado State looks to get its first win of the season after dropping its first two. The New Mexico Lobos are at home again, third straight home game against UTEP, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Central. And thus far, they've been one of the teams that have played at the level of the competition with an impressive win over Maine week one and then a humbling defeat against Boise State week two, both at home. Let's see, Nevada. Oh, boy. Well, Nevada's on the road against Iowa, which – some reason he's not able to score this year. So that'll be a tough game, but if Nevada can score some points in that, they may have a chance at an upset. And they need to bounce back after looks like a very disappointing loss, like we mentioned before, against Incarnate Word, which is an FCS opponent. So that game will be Saturday night, 6:30 Central, 5:30 Mountain Time, 4:30 Pacific. Let's see. And then Fresno State. I don't know who does their schedules, what's these team schedules, but Fresno State has, they've got to go down to Southern California to face the Trojans, USC Trojans, who are off to a very strong start with their new head coach, Lincoln Riley. That game will be at 7:30 Pacific, at 8:30 Mountain. So it'll be one of those, if you're on the Central, Eastern, or perhaps even Mountain, one of those late-night games. And currently, Fresno State is 1-1. The Aztecs, after winning last week 38-7 over Idaho State, that's another tough road game. They've got to go on the road to face the Utah Utes in Salt Lake, which is no easy task. The Utes are the defending Pac-12 champions. And that game will be at 8 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Pacific, Pacific time. So, and we saw last week Utah took out their frustrations on Southern Utah, an FCS team, 73-7, I believe, after a close loss at Florida in week one. San Jose State has the week off. Their next game will be at home against Western Michigan, so against a fellow Group of Five team at 7:30 Pacific time. Then UNLV is at home against North Texas, and that will be at noon Pacific time. If you're in North Texas, that's a 2 o'clock game locally and 1 o'clock Mountain. So UNLV is one of the teams that have played at a level of competition so far. And they'll have this will be their final game before conference play begins on the 24th. And the only other non-conference game they have the rest of the year is at Notre Dame on October 22nd. And finally, Hawaii. Well, Hawaii has a chance to get things right. They're at home, back home, facing Duquesne. So that's a 6 o'clock Hawaii time, which I have no idea what time that would be in Duquesne, which would be Pittsburgh area. I believe that game will be around midnight Pittsburgh time, Eastern time, 11 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Pacific, at least that. So they'll be able to turn the tables on their opponent from the previous week where they were at Michigan on the road. Now an Eastern time zone team has to travel to Hawaii to face the Rainbow Warriors. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll look at what the TV schedule might look like this weekend. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We're reviewing and previewing Mountain West Conference. And we're going to go over the TV schedule as best we know. So Boise State's gaming is UT Martin this Saturday on FS1, 2 o'clock Mountain Time. New Mexico versus UTEP will be at home, and that will be carried locally, it looks like, on KASY in Albuquerque, and that will be 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Fresno State's game against USC will be 7:30 Pacific Time on Fox. Get a check on that. That's a late game for a West Coast game. Yep, that's just, well, according to this, it's a 7:30 game Pacific time on Fox. So on the East Coast, it'll be 10:30 when that game starts.
strange starting time for a network starting time, at least. Air Force is game against Wyoming. Well, like you mentioned, this will be Friday night at Wyoming on the CBS Sports Network, 6 o'clock Mountain, Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. Utah State has a week off. Never mind. I got the week off. San Diego State's game against Utah this Saturday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain, on ESPN2. It'll be on ESPN2. Colorado State's opponent this weekend, Washington State, 3 o'clock Pacific time, and that will be on the Pac-12 network. So hopefully I'm not forgetting anyone here. Oh, and then UNLV. UNLV's game against North Texas, like we said, noon. And that will be shown locally on the local Fox affiliate there. And then let's look at when Hawaii's game is on. Actually, we did find out when that is. Hawaii's game was 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock Hawaii time. Let's see what channel that's on, if it's on any. I'm sure that's going to be a tough game to watch anybody outside the Hawaii area. Going to be kind of late. Going to be staying up kind of late for that one. Waking up late, probably. So Hawaii's game against Duquesne will only be shown locally on Spectrum pay-per-view, 6 o'clock Eastern. So let's just out of curiosity, let's look up when, what time that is relative to Eastern. Okay, so it's a 6-hour difference, so 6 o'clock starting time for Hawaii against Duquesne. Back in Duquesne in Pittsburgh, that game's going to be starting at midnight. They might want to DVR that or record it in order to watch that. So that's our wrap-up of the Mountain West. If you'd like to call in, we have a few minutes. 563-999-3409 is our guest call-in number. If you'd like to discuss the Mountain West Conference. Thus far, not much to write home about outside of the conference in terms of their play. But they got roughly one more week of out-of-conference play before Mountain West play begins on the 24th. And potentially, some of these teams can win this week, it might help the conference chances of getting a team either in the New Year's Day bowl games or, well, forget the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen, but possibly a New Year's Day bowl game. Remember, this year will also be the last season where the top two or the division winners will face each other in the championship game. After this season, it'll be the top two teams, regardless of of their schedule. I'm not sure how they're going to figure this out with 12 teams, how many games they're going to play. The most conference games that any of the conferences play at the FBS level is 9. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out. But they want to have the teams with the top two records, conference records, in the championship game next year, I believe, starting next year. So for this year, we'll see what happens. Once again, that number is 563-999-3409. If you'd like to discuss Mountain West, if you'd like to talk about Boise State possibly being that team that's a quote-unquote bracket buster this year, or if you'd like to talk San Diego State, if you think they got an outside chance, or I'd like to talk about what's going on with Hawaii or even the defending conference champ Utah State, how they could lose so bad at home against Weber State, an FCS team. Please call in. Maybe you'd like to discuss Friday's game, upcoming game, Wyoming against Air Force, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Laramie, Wyoming to Colorado Springs. It's fairly close. It's across the border, but it's a cross, almost like a cross state rival. We can talk about that one. Neither team has won a. I don't believe either team has won a Mountain West Conference championship, and they're both charter members of the Mountain West, both joining in 1999. So maybe both teams have something to prove. Wyoming looked didn't look too good week one against Illinois, but the past 2 weeks they've gotten wins. They're at home. Maybe they get another win. Air Force has looked impressive against an FCS opponent and a Power 5 opponent, although at Colorado we can say is marginally a Power 5 team at this time until proven otherwise. But nevertheless, they won against both opponents at home impressively. A win for either team puts them 1-0 within the conference. So once again, the number is 563-999-3409. What does Hawaii need to do to shore up its defense? They've given up 168 points. Wow, in three games, that's over. They've given up on the average of over 50 points a game. And that includes at home, includes on the road. Power five teams, Vanderbilt, group of five teams. So can they get their first win this week over Duquesne, which is, I believe, is a FBS independent team? Duquesne will be at a major disadvantage in terms of its time because of the six-hour difference between Pittsburgh, where they're from, and Honolulu. Maybe the Rainbow Warriors can catch Duquesne by surprise, and maybe they can get a win in front of their home crowd. The Aztecs, Fresno State, are both on the road against very tough opponents, both Pac-12 opponents. Can either one of them get a win on the road? We'll see. That's all the time we have for today. Hope you enjoyed the show and enjoy the games this weekend. Bye-bye.